forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Do you have a type, Allie?
Brunette, probably.
Yeah. Was manic brunette?
Yeah.
Was crazy brunette?
No.
Wow.
Was good. Is good brunette?
Yeah.
Is boo brunette?
Is boo brunette? Is boo brunette?
Allie's beautiful dating history is manic, crazy, good.
Manic, crazy, and good. Are those your three major
natural
relationships?
That manic girl wasn't like...
It wasn't a relationship.
It was meaningful, but it was not a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be on record as having said that was a relationship.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't a relationship.
Yeah.
Hooked up once and then watched Blue is the Warmest Color. That's a relationship.
A relationship.
You would be shocked by some of the people that I identify as exes with.
I've had like so many like little like relationships with people on like an app where we just like message for like 2 months. Does anyone else?
No. You never see each other?
No, we saw each other. Like, I remember this one guy that like I met on an app. He was like in New York City for like a day, but he was from Ireland.
Oh, hot.
And then I saw him and then like we just like went back and forth on WhatsApp for like 2 months.
Wait, a guy?
Yeah, a guy. I remember being on my family vacation and having... Yeah, I remember being on my family vacation and having my younger sister like take photos of my ass to send him. Like,
this. Oh my god,
I don't remember.
Your younger sister.
She's so loyal.
She's seen too much.
I know. I feel bad. I put her through so much.
And so have I.
How are you posing?
I was like, Sammy, I'm gonna bend over, take this photo.
Me and Allie have both put her little sister through too much.
Yeah.
I want to put your little sister through something.
Put her through something.
I want to traumatize your younger sister as well. I want to be part of the cool.
Wait,
cool
do
girls
you have
club.
Younger siblings?
I have two younger brothers.
Oh, okay.
And every day I make them take pics of my.
What's your protocol?
I hated it. I don't know why.
No, I don't like my ass.
I know, no.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you have a great ass.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You're so small. I'm jealous.
But I wouldn't want to photograph my ass. Like, if I have to take a photo of myself, I'll take a photo of my breasts.
Yeah, I'm good with my boob photos.
Boobs.
Yeah.
My friend said she sent a guy a nude once, and I guess it was like an old picture, and he responds, "Is this recent? Is he like a different haircut?" I'm like, that's psycho.
That is psycho.
You need it to be recent. Seek treatment.
But that's big in gay culture, is needing it to be recent.
Oh,
but okay. People who
he's gay.
But at the same time, people who recycle nudes, also that's a little weird.
Yeah, it's like
I've sent the same nudes to different people.
Yeah, we all have.
Are you treating me? Are you treating my semen? Are you treating my semen?
It is also when you're on Grindr or something and like you show up and say, okay, that picture clearly wasn't from
me. That's
you have to update your nude every like, I would say 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which hopefully is like it keeps getting a little better. I don't know.
You would hope.
I don't know.
Or hopefully it keeps getting a little worse. That's what you want. What is he going to say? When you're taking nudes, you'll focus on your breasts.
Yeah, I would say.
Me too.
You have
me
to.
Me too.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, laying down.
Yes.
Phone up.
Okay.
Laying down. Phone up. That's like, the way I like to
mouth
nudes.
Slightly agape. Like that's what they
yeah.
like.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
The boys drool.
Mouth slightly.
They
agape.
Lose their mind.
I know. Okay, so now you're in L. You have a literal full-time job. You're a smashing success. Who do you want to be?
Who do I want to be?
What's your dream?
I would like to be able to write more.
I mean because you want, because you like writing, or you want to get better at writing?
I like writing. I want to be able to do, I feel like I used to struggle with like, okay, what should I do? And now I know what to do, and it's just like I have trouble actually, like, I want to thrive in what I'm doing instead of just like forcing myself to do it.
How do you know what to do? I would love to know what to do.
I don't know. I just like make so many goals for myself.
Do you do new material at Knitting Factory every week?
No, that show's also over.
Oh, okay. Calm down.
I've been waiting there every week. And where are you?
It's just hit a nerve. No, you didn't actually.
I didn't know. It couldn't have been over for that long.
It's just over for like a month.
Okay.
Where can we see you perform?
The whole story.
Oh my God, I want to hear it.
I have all my dates on my website.
Whoa.
I don't have a website, and I never will.
My website.
I'll so make you a website.
You need a fucking website. Mine's always like 3 to 4 months behind.
I just updated it.
I feel like I have nothing.
I need to update my website. I'm so stressed already, and it's only January.
What would I put on a website?
Your dates are going to be there. Link it to your Instagram, a bio, contact. Yeah, I'm sure people are trying to contact you. People are definitely trying to contact you, Pat.
Here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that people are trying to email me at the wrong email.
Oh.
Because my email is kind of annoying.
Yeah, the double C.
And just, thank you. And just at this moment, I realized that a woman named Kat, who has the Instagram handle Kat Cohen, mine's Kat C. Cohen. She followed me, messaged me saying, I get tagged as you all the time, so I figured I'd follow, haha. And I'm like, give me your handle, bitch. But instead I followed her, and now I find out she has gorgeous twins. Hashtag the Cohen twins. This is okay to talk about on my Boy Sex Fucking Dating and Love podcast. Anyways, I wish her the best, but I also want her handle.
Wow.
Every time I get a DM, that's like someone who's into me from the Instaverse.
Mm-hmm.
I always look at their first picture. It's always like this kind of like art freak with like fish hooks coming out of their like face, like pulling their like face off. And
art freak.
Yeah. I said to Catherine, why always the art freaks, never the homecoming kings? Always the art freaks, never the homecoming kings. That's my story. And that's my book.
Yeah.
Wait, so who do you want to be?
Who do I want to be? Fuck. Oh, does everyone know this answer to this question? This is such a hard question.
No one's ever not known it.
Wow.
And no one's ever been wrong.
I want to act more. Good. I'm going to put that out there.
You want to act more? You want to write more?
I want to act more. I want to write
more. We're working on a sketch project.
We're working on a project.
Congrats. Stay tuned.
Like, that's the type of thing I want to do. I want to like write sketches that I then am able to like produce and put somewhere for people to see.
I hate sketches.
I hate sketches too.
Yeah.
But they're such a big part of my life, but I hate them.
So I hate them too, but we need to.
I'm trying to sort of get rid of that part of my life.
Yeah.
Well, do you need sketches?
I like doing like character monologues alone in my room, but I don't like, I've never written a sketch.
I miss those on your Instagram. It's been a while, I feel.
Oh, yeah, I know it has. It's because I make those when I have absolutely nothing going on. So it's probably, it's good if you don't see them, but I do want to make some more.
No, my friends miss them.
Oh, that's sweet. I feel shitty.
You have fans.
Okay, I'm adding it to my fucking list.
Do your friends miss anything about me or?
I actually got a couple texts saying that you were like on fire at Club Coming this week.
He was on fire.
I got a text saying like Pat is on tonight.
I felt really bad this past Wednesday.
Yeah,
I felt bad about that.
But no one could tell.
I was so tired.
Wow,
it's funny because I had
rave reviews.
I had a week and a half. Well, you know what it was? I was like, I really want to do new stuff, and it was my New Year's resolution to write 5 new things a week to do on stage. And
that's such a good resolution. I want that.
But
one.
Notice that I called them 5 things to do on stage and not 5 jokes because I don't know what a joke is. But yeah.
You do.
I
definitely don't. I tried some new jokes last night. Did you notice, Meg? Wait, did you like them? Or taking it off? Okay, the quest bar is not good for me.
Why you have to share it?
Something's happening. We like that. We're open to that. Women supporting women.
So I was doing like new stuff that like I didn't really love. And then I would just like whenever I felt like I wasn't killing, I would just do like an old thing that I knew would get a big laugh.
Oh, yeah, that works.
But also, like, it's funny because I had a week and a half off from nannying, and I did a bunch of shows during that time and felt really
fun. Can you teach us how to write a joke?
I can try to write with you guys. One thing.
This is sad.
One writing session.
Let's have a writing session. I write so much better than other people.
Me too.
Remember all the shit we came up with?
We had a collab.
You guys should come to my new apartment.
Yeah.
Oh my God. West Village writing session?
West Village writing session.
Holy fuck.
We met at the Hudson Westville. And
I love the Hudson Westville.
I've never successfully collaborated with someone, but that was a really easy day.
That was good. The ideas were like, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that. Okay, let's. Oh, I want to go there actually after this. I'm hungry.
I'm addicted to Westville.
I like their cob.
I have some.
I bet you like their cob. You fucking.
I do, but I famously
bitch.
Was once there on a kind of date. I was in a relationship. I was going. I've never been in a relationship, but I was going on dates with someone who we would only go to either Westville or Grey Dog because,
oh my God.
They were really
similar
successful.
Vibe.
They were really successful when I wasn't. So it's kind of like a space we can both exist in. And, And one time I ordered the cob there and it was dinner and the person was like, that's a lunch thing to get. And I was like, I changed my order.
You know what's sad is last night I got a $26 burger that was horrible.
Ugh.
It had fucking blue cheese
Can
on it.
Can you say where?
I don't want.
You don't have to. You know what? You don't have to.
You know what? Here's why it was bad. It was at the Spotted Pig. That's what it's called in the West Village.
Yeah.
Here's why it was bad. One, they put fucking blue cheese on it without warning me. That should be a crime. Mm-hmm. There's one food in this world I don't like, and it's blue cheese. Every other food.
Me too.
I like it. Two, it was those shoestring fries that are more like chips that are impossible to eat, and okay, you can't grab
but
them.
But calm down, because I like them.
No, you don't like
yes,
those.
Yes, I do.
But.
Do you know what I don't like?
What?
Crinkle cut.
I like crinkle cut. Crinkle oh, cuts? Fuck. No, I want Shake Shack.
I know. We're going to get Shake All right, Shack.
Wait, okay. Best burger. I had the best burger this past weekend. JG Melon.
Oh, I need to go there.
Oh, my God. That's by you now.
I know. Okay, so fuck this $26 burger.
Holy shit. Those are good burgers.
The meat was good, but everything else, I'm just like, I hadn't eaten all day. I was absolutely famished. And they just didn't treat me the way I wanted.
I hate that.
A burger is
good service. Good service.
Crinkle cut fries make me think of like when your mom makes fries from the microwave, from the freezer. It's like so sad and bleak. And Shake Shack does that.
I know, but they're good. Yeah.
They do it good.
Okay, so do you feel hot today?
Not really. I mean, like, this is the issue with that job that I have, because they do my makeup every day.
You have glam squad.
Whenever I'm not there, I feel ugly.
Well, you don't
that's how they
ugly.
Get you.
You look
thank
put together.
You.
Why don't you have work today?
You seem like someone who always looks good.
Oh my God, that's so not true. That's so not true. I don't have work that's until January 7th.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you just feel like you're not made up, you're not put together.
Yeah, because I'm always like, I can't do my makeup as well as they can do my makeup.
How do they do it? What do they do on you?
They just like spend time on me and they just like blend my face and they just do it. And I'm just like, I get in, I go to work, having just showered, my hair isn't dry. With no makeup on.
I'm so jealous.
That's how I go there. So I'm like fucked when I'm not there.
Yeah.
So are you ever like, oh, this is taking too long? When
no.
I wear your makeup?
No.
You
no,
still
no.
love it.
I'm so thankful.
I can't wait till I'm so successful that it's like someone doing my makeup. I'm like, oh, is this over yet?
Oh my God. Isn't that in Paris Hilton and her like, did you see American Meme?
Oh, I just started that.
Did you?
Doing her makeup in bed before she wakes up.
Paris Hilton.
That's so funny.
Paris Hilton was named the ambassador to Ibiza.
That makes sense.
Congratulations. Yeah. We just want to take a moment of silence. Congratulations, Paris. You deserve it.
I think that Paris Hilton was ahead of her time.
She definitely was.
And she was punished for that.
And The Simple Life is one of the funniest shows in the world.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so funny. When they go, sanasa, sanasa.
Yeah.
That kills
She's
me.
She's like the queen of our internet culture. She really.
Yeah. I'm
before
Nicole,
we forget.
I'm Nicole Richie in that.
I love Nicole.
I know.
She's so
I
funny.
Always think she. I'm not going
to She's
say
hilarious
this.
To this day, Nicole.
Yeah. I know.
Like, intentionally. So Paris is just like.
I know.
It's funny.
Nicole is great.
Yeah.
Pat, do you feel hot today?
No. I'm running on 3 hours of sleep. Yeah. I just hooked up, which is like a weird space for me to be in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm replaying lots of things in my head that I'm like, oh, that wasn't hot. And so I don't feel hot.
Okay, yeah. It's tricky. When you have a first hookup with someone for the first time, it's like you're running through everything you're having. Like, did I do something weird? Was it good? Did they like it? And it's just like, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
They did.
They definitely did. But I love doing that too. It's so fun. It's like, let's harp on the bad. It's like, why play for the good when we can harp on the bad?
I just wish I wish I slept more. I wish I could sleep more.
I slept so poorly.
Yeah. I'm going to need a lot of coffee today.
Do you take something to sleep, any of you?
Once in a while, I'll take NyQuil. But I try to only take it if I have a cold. But I get excited if I have a cold because I'm like, I'm going to take NyQuil and you can't say anything about it.
Oh, what about melatonin?
It doesn't really do anything.
Doesn't, yeah.
Should I get some? Maybe I'll do that. If I'm feeling, if I really need to sleep and I really can't, I'll take a Xanax. And that will
oh my God,
make me
yeah.
feel like heaven.
Are you prescribed?
Yeah, it's the best.
I am prescribed, but I'm almost out. And I haven't spoken to this doctor in a year and a half, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it again.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I love that drug.
No,
Xanax.
Literally.
I never was into benzos.
Literally, I walk in. I make an appointment with a psychiatrist because I'm having crazy anxiety. I walk in. He tells me I'm late. I burst into tears. He in the lobby, writes me a Xanax prescription and hands it to me. And then I go fill it.
Oh my God.
That's sort of where I'm at.
I had a really bad I had a really bad experience being on like tons of uppers and then like just taking a bunch of Ambien to finally sleep.
Whoa.
And I had a really bad experience. But but benzos to me are never that fun because
they're so
you're
good.
Asleep before you like love it. But I did a lot of Xanax type things. But for me too, benzos, I immediately just have amnesia. Like I don't remember.
Oh no.
I just like, I take too much. I mean, I don't take any now, but when I used to take
I take like the smallest. I take half of a 0.25.
I could never do that.
Are you serious? That's so nothing.
My ethos.
Yeah. Well, I'm very anxious and terrified of addiction.
Oh, okay.
My ethos is always to like double whatever they say.
Yeah, my whole personality is that I'm addicted.
My life. I take double what they say and then like take a little more later because I'm like, maybe that wasn't enough.
Yeah, that's the opposite of me. I'm like, if I take Advil, I'm like, is my stomach bleeding?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so awesome to be this fucking amped up all the time that you constantly live in fear.
Catherine, do you feel hot?
I feel pretty good. I feel good today. I'm in a good mood. I don't know if I feel hot. I feel chubby from the holidays. I literally ate and drank an obscene amount of meat and alcohol.
You drank an obscene amount of meat.
I might as well have just put it in my fucking bloodstream.
We would have so much fun if we drank meat.
If we drank meat, it was no. I truly. I ate so much meat when I was home. My mom made beef tenderloin for 60 people, and then we had leftovers for like a week. And then we also got Good Company Barbecue, the best barbecue in the world. And I ate lots of meat. And then every night I'd have like, I was sick, but I would have like a whiskey, like hot toddy. You eat. And then, yeah, so now I'm, the past 2 days, I haven't eaten or drank it at all because I've been moving and I've been too busy. And that's how I operate, absolutely in extremes. It's incredibly healthy and doctors recommend it.
Crush of the week. Does anyone have?
Let me think.
You don't have a really good crush.
Oh, my crush of the week is Sam and Nick for moving me.
Oh, that's good.
They made my life so easy. They made it so fun. I just love them. They're two people who, when I see them, I get so excited. They're just both so funny and nice.
Oh my God. Okay.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
My crush of the week, conversely, will be Sam and Misha, his boyfriend, mm-hmm. because I did one of the most psycho things I've ever done, which is me and Catherine had a gorgeous dinner on New Year's Eve. Gorgeous.
It was truly gorgeous, even though
we got there at 8:30. It's New Year's Eve. We're like, we'll be gone by 10:10. We'll go somewhere. We're deciding where we'll go. But the restaurant had other plans. They wanted us. Okay, first of
they
all.
Holding us prisoner.
They were holding us prisoner. They wanted us to be there till midnight. That's what they wanted for us.
And we had to request that they speed up the courses.
And then they were like, okay, cool. And they brought out one course and we're like,
can you imagine how hard this was for us? Yeah. Seeing our courses I hate not that. Quickly enough.
They hated us because I kept asking to charge my phone and then like
we love the hostess there because she was a beautiful actress.
She was a beautiful actress, but by the end she was.
Were you
even
like bring the check with the last?
That's what I was.
We
saying.
Had
was
this like, kind of hot Ed Sheeran type waiter who at first was.
My God, I've never thought of Ed Sheeran as hot.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, but this waiter was hot and he was an Ed Sheeran type. Catherine,
I'm with you.
And
look at me. I'm with you.
He at first was like addicted to me.
He literally, I fucked Pat the second we walked in. And then as soon as Pat said something, he was like.
You know what it was? I asked for a Diet Coke and he's like, you don't have Diet Coke. We only have this like other kind.
I hate when they do that. It's like, just get small bottles. It's cute.
So I was like, okay, cool. I'll have the other kind. And then I was going to get another one. And I was like, can I have a Diet Coke again? I was like, oh, sorry. I mean like this kind. And he was like, yeah. And they also gave us a jar of silverware that you couldn't take the silverware out of because there was so much silverware crammed in.
Oh, wow.
But anyways, my whole point is, my crush of the week is kind of that insurance type. And then also, we ended up going to Ace Hotel. We danced a lot. But then it was like, people were going home. It was like truly 2 a.m. And I was texting with our friend Sam. And him and his boyfriend were going to the Eagle, which is like an 11th Avenue like leather bar where it's just like, kind of daddies walking around and like just you like check your shirt at the door and it's like people just like walking around in jock straps touching each other's stomachs and like people are fucking there and it's like that's the vibe.
How big is like what's the space
it's,
like?
It's you know my little stand up that I do about how like I find gay clubs often to be like these kind of sprawling multi level architectural accomplishments. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that vibe where it's like okay I'm in a warehouse I'm in a Halo map and then for some reason at 2 a.m. stone cold sober. Walked from Ace Hotel to 11th Avenue, took out $100 from the ATM for what no one knows, and went to the Eagle and like kind of stayed at the Eagle till like 3:45 a.m. until I had like a flash moment where I saw myself from outside of my body while I was like hooking up with this person and immediately got a lift home. But I had a really nice time with Sam and Misha, and they're my crushes of the week.
Cheers. I feel like I have to.
And Misha said that one time he was at the Eagle because his OK Cupid date brought him there. Isn't that psycho?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to briefly mention my New Year's Eve in which I got too drunk, passed out, woke up with a completely shattered phone. It's 9 a.m. on New Year's Day. I'm in my New Year's Eve outfit at the Apple store with a completely shattered black screen. And the guy is like, how's your day? And I'm like, what do you think I've been through? Like, I'm in New Year's Eve. I'm drenched in, like, dripping eyeliner. I mean, I look like shit. I had to leave my phone there. So then I went to hang out at this restaurant nearby. I end up, it was like I was in a time machine because I had no phone. So I was like, became best friends with the bartender and this like local alcoholic who told me all about his divorce, which I was obsessed with. He told me about his divorce. And at the end of him telling me about his divorce, he goes, "You're leaving? But I'm a little attracted to you." I was obsessed with someone being a little attracted to me. And I was like, "Sorry, babe." Bartender gave me his numb for sure.
Oh my God.
But I thought he was gay. Couldn't tell. Anyway, okay, well,
maybe he
I'm
meant,
interested.
Maybe he meant to give it to me.
I think that's what he meant. I'll pass it along. Yeah,
thank you.
Everyone was very sweet. It was a very like old time New York mom. And then I got my phone fixed. And that was my New Year.
That was my New Year.
Allie, do you have a good New Year's?
What did I do? New Year's is like my least favorite holiday. Is that bad to say? I hate it.
Yeah, it's
everything
dumb.
Here is okay. It is dumb. It's like, why do I get so drunk?
I'm just like, and I don't want to be. That's the problem, yeah. I don't know. It's tough. The making plans on New Year's Eve, yeah. It's like, it's no, a lot of pressure.
Did you ever low-key night with your girl?
I was in Connecticut with friends from high school.
That's fun. I wish I should have done that.
Yeah.
We should have been to Connecticut.
I should have been to Connecticut with your high school friends.
Yeah, it was great.
We had fun, though.
And 2 p.m.
It was nice.
New Year's Day, 2 p.m., I'm sitting in a movie theater alone seeing Ben is Back, starring Julia.
Wouldn't you say we had fun, though, overall?
Yeah, I actually had a really... When we got to the place we were going, I walked in and I thought I might leave because I thought that it was terrible. But
but then we had fun.
Then I went to try to get a Red Bull outside and I couldn't find one, but then just being outside for a second and coming back in, then they had fun.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rare for me to have fun.
Wait, how was Ben is Back?
Bad.
Oh, really?
But I will say is I love like any like addiction porn. I'm like... I'm always there for that. I haven't seen Beautiful Boy yet, but that's I'm going to.
I know. I want
to
see that so bad.
I have the DVD.
Timote. Give me the DVD. And
the Duve.
But what I'll say is that there was a moment right at the end where Julia kind of got me, and I almost cried, which was the goal. But I but like all the acting was bad except for Julia. That kid was bad, I thought. And the
Lucas Hedges, he's in everything now.
I thought the direction was bad, and I thought the story was bad, and I thought the only thing good about it was Julia's acting.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
On that note, I think it's time to sort of...
Do you have a crush of the week, Ellie?
Oh, right.
Crush of the week.
You don't have to have one.
It can be an object. It can be a person. It can be a thing. It can be an idea.
You know, I just saw this show on Netflix. It's like such trash, but I just like consumed it all. You with Penn Badgley.
Oh, I really want to see it.
Oh, I want to see that too. Penn Badgley. He's so hot in it.
He's literally such a psycho in that show. He's so fucking creepy and scary.
Oh,
and
I can't wait.
He's like, he's a stalker. And he stalks this girl and Shay Mitchell. Is in
yeah,
the show and
Pretty
she's
Little
on
Liars.
To him, and I think I kind of like her this week.
She's a lesbian in Pretty Little Liars.
I know. So I think
so
I
So is she the athlete one?
Yeah. No. Right. No. Oh, yeah, she, yeah, she's
I
a
think
swimmer.
Groundbreaking to make sure the athlete's the lesbian.
I know.
Yeah,
really.
Well, she's a swimmer, but she's like kind of the jock, but also like there's another one who plays field hockey and she's straight. That's my favorite.
Wait, is that the
Spencer
one?
Spencer is my favorite.
Isn't Shay Mitchell Spencer?
No, Shay Mitchell is.
Is Spencer the type A one?
Yes.
I
who gets
Spencer.
Addicted to Adderall?
Hot.
Shay Mitchell, what's her name in it?
Shay Mitchell is the lesbian.
Mia?
And then
yeah, that's
there's
her girlfriend.
The blonde. And then who's the other one? Then there's Lucy Hale.
There's Lucy Hale,
Lucy Hale?
Who's Aria, who's
oh my
the
God,
fucking
that was Lucy
worst.
Started.
What is Aria's deal?
She sucks. She's
She fucks
she's,
her teacher.
She's the arts.
Ezra. I watched season one.
Yeah, yeah, me too. That was hot. I thought her and Ezra
Ezra's
hot.
A hot name. You
she's the arts.
Yeah. Don't stop denying it.
Aria is the artsy one. She likes art and she likes writing. And that's
they
why
all
she,
look
that's
the
why
same
she fucks her teacher.
The blonde one.
They all have middle parts and blowouts.
Wait, how did they
no,
let
and
that
actually,
happen?
Actually, my other favorite one. Oh, Emily is, what's her name? Is
Emily.
But
Emily,
no, you know which one I'm addicted to?
Spencer.
Allie,
and Aria.
I'm Hannah. And Hannah. No, it's Hannah, Aria, Emily, Spencer. And Allie's like the fifth who is the one who
oh,
died.
Oh, AXO.
AXOA. I love Pretty Little Liars.
I like season one, and then I was like, I realized I wasn't going to get the answers I wanted. And I was like, I have a life to live.
There's some Roy.
I have children to raise. I can't watch the show.
Well, I'll say, y'all, Pretty Little Liars, is there some Roy hot guys in it?
That psycho guys.
Oh, yeah.
Ezra.
No, not Ezra.
No.
The
Toby.
Oh, yeah, Toby. His face is a little.
I don't. I'm not attracted to him, but I get that he's. Like,
you get it for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I get like he's hungry.
He's a lot of people don't like him though physically, but I do.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy. The guy who plays Hannah's boyfriend is really hot. Who had a brief spinoff that was like Supernatural. Okay. Are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I'm like, are you mad at me?
No.
The way you looked at me, I was like, fuck.
No, that was an agreement.
I'm not
I was
mad
agreeing
at you.
That you're not mad at me.
Oh, I feel really happy, really excited. I was really happy you did the show on Wednesday. Really happy we went to the diner. Really happy we're going to get food after this. Now, you look mad at me right now. So
no, I'm so tired.
I'm also really happy for you that you got late.
Stop.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you. at all. I'm so tired.
You don't seem excited enough to be around me.
I'm so tired.
That's not enough.
I got 3 bad hours of sleep.
3 bad hours. Okay, whatever. Ollie, are you mad at me?
No. I'm so happy to be here with you guys and talking. And this is the first time we're like really talking.
I know, but were you mad at me that when you walked in, I was checking my emails?
No, I wasn't mad. I didn't want you to think I was mad. I always am worried that I come off cold.
You don't seem cold at all.
Okay, cool. Or
were you mad at me that I was 22 minutes late?
No, I wasn't mad at you. Oftentimes, I think you're mad at me because of text.
You can't separate the text from the man.
Yeah.
In this case alone.
Okay. Because I want to write that stuff, you know, with you, and I just want to
make
sure you do too.
I've been responsive. I've been responsive about what we've been working on.
Totally. Once in a while, it's just a text, and I'll think.
Yeah, jab. What's going on? That's how I keep you on your toes.
No, I'm excited about our project. Okay. I could never be mad at you.
Good.
I'm not mad at you either.
Thank you.
I'm really happy we're finally getting to meet.
Yes.
You're so funny and lovely.
Oh, thank you. The feeling's mutual.
Great.
All right.
Anyone else need to be mad at it?
Someone else.
No, that's it. I'm not mad at the producers.
Oh my God, I was so happy to see the producers. I feel like I have so much to talk to you guys about.
We have to shout out Megan, our hot producer Megan.
We're obsessed with her. But don't you prefer Meg?
Megan or Meg, either one.
She doesn't
don't
care.
Be like that.
I don't care.
Okay.
All you need to know is she's hot. She's on the market.
More will be revealed.
She's ready to rock.
She's out, you're on the market?
Megan. She's like, yes.
Megan's on the market.
She's deeply on the market. Okay, so check her out. Thank you for listening. Oh, do we need to say anything else? Do we need to plug anything?
No.
Allie, do you have anything you want to plug?
My Instagram.
Okay.
@ @AliKolbert, Allie Colbert with a K.
Follow her, honey.
Follow her, bitch.
Okay, thanks. We love you.
Forever dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.